the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the BizTalk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is BizTalk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. Glad to have you with us this morning. My name's Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Meltzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Another beautiful, beautiful day today.
A little warmer today, but we also want to, on behalf of our SCORE chapter, we would like to wish all fathers a happy Father's Day tomorrow. Happy Father's Day, Dad, and we hope that you have a great weekend. Breakfast in bed.
Right on.
Okay, we have a great show for you this morning. Our guest this morning is Chris Allen. Chris is the vice president, and he's responsible at Fox Communities Credit Union. He's responsible for the business lending portfolio. And we're going to be talking about business lending. And in the pre-show conversation, we decided we were going to focus in on investment-type properties, rental properties people might buy to build a portfolio for their retirement or for their return or whatever to sell again. So we want to welcome Chris Allen this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you on the show this morning. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what does Fox Communities do and where are they located and what sort of services do they offer?
Well, again, I'm Chris Allen. I'm the Vice President of Business Services, so I oversee not only our lending but all of the business services functions that Fox Communities Credit Union provides out there in our community. And we do a lot more than people seem to think. We've got, I want to say, about 3,000 business members that are actively using our business services right now throughout Northeast Wisconsin. Fox Communities is a $1.2 billion credit union with 17 locations, which the size is right in that sweet spot for being a very good community partner, but then also having the horsepower to offer pretty much anything from the business standpoint that anybody could use or need in Fox Valley and Green Bay and surrounding communities.
When you talk about that as far as the different products and so on, could you give us kind of an overview of some of the things that you offer to the business client?
Yeah, from the business side, we offer two areas, cash management and loans, essentially. Okay. From the cash management, that's your depository services. So it goes all the way from your typical checking account to even credit cards. We view them as a cash management tool for small business people to essentially utilize quick access to working capital. Mm-hmm. And then from a loan standpoint, we offer term notes, lines of credit, letters of credit, really anything that you could possibly need. Mm-hmm. We do offer those services or can find a way to provide those to you.
Chris, describe some business borrowers who do business with the credit union. You probably do from startup up to big ones, right?
Yeah, we've got, because of our size and our scope and our territory, we have everything from the smallest of smalls, the individual who's doing, say, Mary Kay or some other really neat small business like that, or all the way up to borrowers that have tens of millions of dollars worth of properties or business needs. We can cover them all, and we do, and we try our best to help everybody pretty much the same way.
Does your credit union participate with other lenders in some cases to fund some business opportunities, maybe for the larger borrowers?
Yeah, we do, actually. One of the beautiful things about credit unions in general, our commitment to the community is a tie that binds a lot of us together, a lot of us credit unions together. So we participate with a lot of credit unions on deals that might be too large for us to handle. There aren't many because of our size, but for some that are too large for us to handle, or sometimes credit unions from around the state require a little assistance, so they ask us.
Or sometimes it just makes sense to participate out a loan project to different members of the lending members of the region.
Exactly,
you know,
exactly.
Distribute the risk a little bit.
Yep, and then probably about in the late 90s, 1998, 1999, we started a group called Business Lending Group, mm-hmm. Which for a long time was our commercial lending arm. We started that with two other credit unions in the area, Verve and Prospera, and it's been a great partnership for us. We've changed the model a little mm-hmm. bit going forward, so our commercial lending functions have the front end functions, the loan officers have come in-house, but BLG is still a very important, large part of our world.
That was one of the things I was going to ask you, is if I need business products,
yes.
Do I have to go to a specific location, or do you have people at various locations throughout your organization?
Well, our commercial, our business services teams are located primarily at our main mm-hmm. office at Calumet and 441, and then also up at our Ashland office up in Green Bay. So we've broken that out.
Mm-hmm.
But all 17 of our locations are well versed in the business area. They'll take your questions and then they'll get one of us involved if it extends beyond their comfort zone.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lender can move to one of those areas to meet with the client.
Oh, and that's actually probably what we do the most. So
sure.
Even though we're located out of two right. branches, we tend to go to the member or go to the branch that right. the member wants to meet us at.
Okay, great.
I think what's significant about what you're saying is that Fox Communities is focusing on maintaining a relationship with the borrowers and not turning that loan into a transaction for the credit union.
Yeah.
You see that happening in a lot of bigger financial institutions today. People become numbers and don't even get to meet the loan officer sometimes.
Well, and that's one of the benefits of going with a community-based organization like a mm-hmm. like a credit union and Fox Communities Credit Union. We take that very seriously. Our members are our owners,
right.
and we take that is key, and we take that very, very mm-hmm. seriously. And I've said this a couple times, but I'll say it again. You know, if I could. Yeah, I need to keep my whole membership safe, so I'm not
right.
going to do something that's
right.
you know too risky. But I'll do whatever I can to help
right.
out a small business
right.
to succeed, because that's
sure.
our mission.
Well, if you have a question for Chris, you can reach us at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can call us at 1-866-887-1150. Chris, with that background on Fox Communities, that's a good foundation to start our discussion on what we wanted to cover this morning. We wanted to talk about investment properties. Can you give us a definition? What is an investment property? Because it could be varied.
Yeah, you know, essentially investment properties, and to take a step back, Fox Communities has a rather large investment property portfolio from a lending standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
We like the space. We think we do well in it. Our borrowers and our members think we do well in it. So we've got a lot of experience, a tremendous amount of experience in investment property and commercial real estate.
So out of those 3,000 business members, a great number of them already are borrowing money for investment property.
Exactly,
projects.
Exactly, and yeah. and because of our history with it and our experience with it, mm-hmm. I think we do it. We're one of the best in the area, if not the state, in handling that stuff. So, but from an investment real estate, it can be anywhere from a single family rental property that somebody wants to buy, and we've got people that have one of them. All the way up to the, say, large apartment complexes you see, or the large strip malls, or even a lot of the buildings that you see with some national tenants in it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are owned by individuals rented to the tenant, say, Starbucks or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah.
And then they pay rent, and it's a good investment opportunity.
How many rental properties would you have out to one borrower, for example?
Oh, it can go, like I said, we've got people with one. I've got a couple people that have into the hundreds. It's their business.
They never sleep then, do they?
Well, they don't. They've got a team. It actually turns into, so, you know, the interesting part about, and that's on the residential side, you know, the interesting part is, as an individual, you can have a you know, job, do, you know,
right.
your normal family stuff and own two or three rental properties and probably manage that okay.
Mm-hmm.
once you get to a certain level, it actually becomes your job, and it's your profession, and it's your business. It turns into a small business rather quick. So so the ones that have 20, 30, 100 rental properties, they actually that's
their job.
That's
now.
Their job now, and they have employees, and they've got maintenance people and people to show properties, and pretty much the whole spectrum. So it's a business.
And when you mentioned before about the relationship and the fact that you are local and so on, working with you as a client, you as the lender, how important is the fact that you are local, it's a established relationship, and you know the territory, you know the area that you're lending in?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, because it helps on a number of different levels. So on the front end, being from the area really helps us understand. I'll give an example. I had somebody come in, wanted to buy a house that was $30,000. All right, $30,000 for a house.
Yeah.
And that's interesting. And your first instinct is, okay, is this in the middle
still
of
standing?
Somewhere? Yeah, is it still standing? Is it a good home or anything? Turns out I grew up three blocks away from the house.
Okay.
It was just a good deal and a good, it was a foreclosure from a HUD program, which is a good opportunity for investors. That's one of the models. I knew the neighborhood. I grew up in it, and I felt very comfortable with it. If you went to somebody else and they didn't know the area and they just ran some demographic reports and did a few other things, hey, I don't know about this one. That type of thing.
Yeah, it'd be highly suspicious.
So that's one way. The other way is, if something negative were to happen, if you had some cash flow problems, if you did this, understanding the market area really helps a lender help you work through those issues. We know the neighborhoods, we know the demographics, we know a lot more about it. We felt the area. We can help you navigate through some of those issues.
I think that's a real important point in general business lending, Chris,
yeah. And
particularly on rental properties. If a landlord or a borrower is having trouble with rents coming in and not able to make the loan payments to the credit union on the loan, don't call the lender.
Yeah.
Call the lender, right?
Yep.
Call the lender and sit down and work out a plan, because you're informed and you have that knowledge about how these types of loans work.
Yeah.
You may have a solution that business borrower may never have thought of.
Well, and as a lender, keeping me informed when problems happen
helps.
Makes me much more comfortable working through that. If all of a sudden somebody shows up and says, everything's burnt down already. It's not, hey, I got a little fire over here. It's already burnt down. There's not much I can do. And in fact, the fact that you didn't include me in that discussion or inform me of that, just makes it just harder for me to help at that
both
point.
Both people have to roll.
Yes.
The borrower and the lender both have to roll.
Yeah.
And early communications is really a better opportunity for a solution than to think it's not going to get solved.
I can remember in all the business transactions I've ever been in and talking to lenders like yourself, the first rule is, you guys hate surprises.
We hate surprises. We hate surprises. It causes us to retract a little bit because we don't know what else we don't know.
What were you going to say?
I was actually going to go off on a slight tangent about local banking local in terms of, because there's lenders that come in from the outside, Texas, California, everything.
Right.
There's been a couple projects that the people have gone to 10 local lenders, and each one has said, no, we don't think that is going to work in our area. And they've got funding from Texas or California or something like that.
Right.
Lo and behold, it doesn't end up working out.
Right.
So I can appreciate wanting to get your project done and going to those outside sources. But if you have 10 local lenders whose job it is to understand the market, 10 local banks, 10 local credit unions, 10 local lenders whose job it is to understand the market, telling you this might not be the best idea, we're not going to participate.
And they want you to succeed.
Listening to that, really, really listening to that is important, because, somebody from Texas is going to come, they'll look, and it might look on paper like a good idea, but because...
And that's just a transaction. They don't know anything about the community.
No.
They don't have the advantages that Fox has.
And most of the time, they end up selling that debt on a secondary market.
Exactly.
And they
then
just want their fee
problems.
Income. So, and then you as an entrepreneur are kind of stuck holding the bag.
Right. We're going to take our first break right now. You'll come back on the other side. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Albertson Hailing CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know we don't have boxes. I'm here with Christy Schwan from Stellaris Employee Benefits. We help Christy with a business buyout in a unique area of lending, the service industry.
I did talk with other banks that had some significant limitations on how they might be able to help me. I didn't have any hard assets on which they could base their valuation. Ridgestone Bank's financing decisions were not based on hard assets. Instead, what I had was cash flow, so they were able to, again, look at things in a very unique way and in a way that allowed me to purchase the companies in what was typically a complex situation, and they made it very, very simple for me. Because of their flexibility, because of the range of options that they provided for me, I don't think I'd be sitting where I am today if I hadn't worked with Ridgestone Bank.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to BizTalk. We're sitting here talking with Chris Allen, who's the Vice President of Business Services for Fox Communities Credit Union, a $1.2 billion credit union with 17 offices throughout the region, and they do a lot of business lending. It's a great conversation. Stay tuned. We're going to learn more about investment borrowing, borrowing for investment properties. But first, we want to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter in Appleton. The Fox City SCORE chapter is located in the Fox City's Chamber building. We're not part of the Chamber, but they're very kind and they let us hold our offices there. We have an 8-county area. We 55 mentors serve in an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. And we offer free and confidential mentoring and advice to entrepreneurs who are either starting up or have been in business and are wanting to grow their company. Our 55 mentors are basically people who've had many years of life experience in their disciplines, from marketing to accounting to banking and cash flow and legal and HR and process workflow. If you have a question about your business and that you'd like to bounce it off someone who might just be able to help you with free and confidential information, reach out to us at foxcities.score.org, foxcities.score.org. Fill out the application for mentoring request, hit the send button, and probably within a day or two, you'll have a mentor calling you to schedule your first appointment. And it's for the life of your business. It's not just for one meeting. So look us up at foxcities.score.org. During the break, we received a call. Tom is on the line, has a question for Chris Allen. Good morning, Tom. What's your question?
Good morning to you both. I would like to thank you for changing your hour of time for the Biz Talk show from 9 to 11 because some of us sleep late on Saturday. And
we're glad you can join us, Tom. Thank you.
Chris, you've been focusing on commercial property lending. What about existing businesses, specifically farmers who want to expand either with rental property, and as a result of that expansion, they need to buy additional equipment for their planting and harvesting activities.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, thanks,
thank you, Tom.
You know, it's
I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, I appreciate
thanks,
that.
Thanks, Tom.
Yep. So from a farming standpoint, first and foremost, Fox isn't really big into ag. We don't do
it's a whole different kind.
It's
of
a whole different
really
whole
different.
Different lending atmosphere because right. of the commodity prices, the ups and downs,
seasonalities.
You know,
illnesses
yeah,
that can hit the
I
cows.
Think they measure it as cows per square foot or udders per square
yep.
foot or something. You know, it's a very specialized right. Lending function. So my first bit of advice for some of the farmers is to make sure that you find a lender that has that expertise.
Greenstone is a good one.
Greenstone's a good one. Investors
good.
Community is a good one. You just want to find a good lender who has
right.
that expertise, because I'm not doing you any services trying to help you through any kind of agricultural stuff just because it's not our specialty.
Right.
Our specialty at all. But if the farmers wanted to get into additional land, get into additional expansion, buying equipment, the one thing I have seen from the buying equipment standpoint, when farmers tend to have really good years, they tend to buy a lot of equipment to try and minimize their tax liability. It tends to eat up their cash quite a bit, and then the next year the milk prices might go down or
right.
commodity prices might go down, and then
it's a crazy world.
And there's a lot of ups and downs, and it really takes a very specialized lender to do that. So that's probably my best advice there, is find somebody who knows exactly what they're doing on the ag side.
Yeah, and that gets us back to the idea of knowing your lender, talking to the person, telling yep. them in advance what it is you're looking for, and shop it around.
Yeah, and find somebody who's good at what you are trying to do.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's really important to understand that. Tom, we want to thank you for that question, but I guess based on Chris's advice, we'd recommend you talk to Investors Community Bank or Greenstone. A couple of ag lenders
out there. Ones out there. Yep.
Very good ones, and they could probably give you some good direction there. We have to take our next break right now. We're going to come back on the other side. We'll have a longer segment in about 3 minutes. So you're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Now, welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're talking with Chris Allen, the Vice President of Business Services at Fox Communities Credit Union. Here in the Appleton area, they have 17 offices throughout the region, and they focus on all kinds of financial services for you, the consumer, and the business owner. Before we get back to Chris, we're going to tell you a little bit more about the SCORE chapter. In addition to the free and confidential mentoring that we've done, and we continue to do, we also sponsor seminars. Randy, tell us what's coming up.
Okay, well, right now on our calendar, we have three things coming up. The most soonest one we have is going to be on June 23rd. For those of you out there who are in business, have employees, or are thinking about it, and have questions about the new laws governing the rules as far as exempt versus non-exempt for overtime pay and so on for your employees, this is a big question that's coming up as of December 31st this year. So to cover that, we have a special program. It's sponsored with the people from the Heart of the Valley Credit Union. Heart of the Valley Chamber. I've got Chris in here. I've got credit unions out of my mind. Anyway, it's going to be held on the 23rd. The program is at 8:30 in the morning. It's going to be held at the Village of Kimberley Municipal Complex, which is at 515 West Kimberley Avenue. It is a free program. Again, like all the rest of the programs, if you go out to our website, foxcities.score.org, and take a look at the programs, it has all the details on how to register for that one. But again, if you're trying to figure out what's going on in the tax world, this is a very important one for you. The other two programs we have are coming up, both of which are going to be multiple programs as far as the topics and so on. The first one is going to be on the Boots to Business program. This is especially just for vets out there. If you've been in service and are interested in starting a business, this is going to be a two-day program. It's going to have 9 sessions. They cover everything about how to start a business, what's available through the various organizations and so on for veterans, what you need to know. It's going to be held on August 24th and 25th. It's going to be located out at the UWO Center off of Capitol Drive. And again, for all the information, it's going to be free, but it is for vets, and you need to register through the VA and SBA for the program. So again, go out to our website. The other area that we're going to be doing is the Simple Steps program. Those of you who are familiar, we've done this a number of times. 5 sessions covering everything from how do I start a business to where do I find the money and everything in between. Those sessions are going to be starting as of September 24th. The first session is $15. It's held over at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop in downtown Appleton. Includes breakfast, lunch, and everything you want to know about starting your business.
8 till noon?
It'll be from 8 o'clock until noon. So again, everything is on the website. We remind you, check that website on a regular basis, because right, we're always adding things to the programs that we have, and it's a great way to do it. It also has all of the registration instructions for you, so you can be sure that you take advantage of the things out there.
Sounds good. Well, we're a busy chapter. We've got a lot of things going on. And as I mentioned earlier, we do service 8 counties from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. So it's quite a lot of fun working with entrepreneurs in that region and doing seminars and also doing the mentoring. We also want to thank our sponsors who help bring the BizTalk program to you each weekend. Without them, we couldn't bring you this program. And Chris Allen is with Fox Communities Credit Union. Fox has been a sponsor of our show now for 3 or 4 years. So thanks, Chris, for all the sponsorship and all the support that Fox Communities shows to the SCORE chapter and the BizTalk program. Also want to thank Albertson Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge LLC, Ridgestone Bank is a new sponsor. So welcome aboard, Joan Kinnett and all your team. Want to also thank Tundraland, Brian Gottlieb, located in Kaukauna. Thanks for joining us as a sponsor, Brian. Also, Candeo Creative, Zach Pawlowski is the owner of Candeo Creative. Candeo Creative built and maintains our website, www.biztalkwithscore.com. If you'd like to listen to an archived program, we go back about 4-plus years now, you can go to biztalkwithscore.com and listen to any program that we've had probably in the last 4 or 5 years. Also, thanks to Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business and not subscribed to it, for only $20 a year, you can subscribe to The Business News and stay abreast of all the business activities and all kinds of activities going on that might help you in your business. Everything in East Central Wisconsin. Find it at The Business News. Well, we want to get back to Chris Allen here. We were talking about investment properties. Chris, tell us a little bit about what are the differences between a borrower coming in and wanting to borrow money for a residential investment property, like a single-family home or a duplex, and someone who comes in and they're looking to borrow money to buy a strip mall that's probably got 8 or 10 or 15 tenants in it.
Sure.
What are some of the differences in terms of a definition from your perspective?
Well, some of the differences, let's just start. Obviously, the ease of kind of getting the single-family residential property done and financed, it's just a lot easier because, mm-hmm, obviously a lot of the system from the title companies to the credit union back office and everything is geared a lot more towards residential because we do residential houses. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of turnover in that. It's a pretty straightforward, relatively
easy
process.
But it is a different loan.
It is a different loan, and that is an important thing because I do get quite a few inquiries, especially from first-timers who want to get into investment properties. And when we start talking about rates and terms, they're a little surprised that they can't get the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage or a 10-year ARM or a 15-year type of product that you can on the residential side or on the personal side. Because it's a business loan, our terms are just a little bit different. Typically, the longest we'll go out is a 5-year term, but we'll amortize that, make the payments.
5-year note.
It's a 5-year note. So the term of the note is 5 years. And we'll go out 25 years from an amortization standpoint, up to 25 years. Now, if the property is a little bit, if it's on the lower end of the spectrum, probably has a little bit of deferred maintenance, it's really truly has moved into the investment property type of property, that might go to 75% loan to value or 25% down and a 20-year amortization, again, because if
it's older,
you don't want to be paying it off too long. And if we were to ever have a situation where it didn't work out and we had to take that back, the most likely buyer is going to be an investor, and they're going to want, you know, they're going to beat us up a little bit more.
What is the anticipated debt coverage ratio on one of these residential investment properties? What should the cash flow do in terms of the debt service?
Yeah, so the rents that you take in relative to the expenses that you have to pay out, the taxes, the, you know, insurance, whatever insurance that you have to cover, maintenance. A lot of people forget about maintenance.
Yeah, they do.
So all of that, we have a bare minimum of 1.2. Now, that doesn't mean it's a good investment for you, because you're going to want to get into the 1.5, 1.75 times. And what that means, just to take a step back, is that for every dollar worth of debt that you have $1.75 or $1.50 or $1.20, you know, 1.2, 1.5, 1.75 of cash to cover that debt.
Right.
If you can get above that $1.50, I mean, I can finance it when it's above, you know, when it's around 1.2 or so, give or take. But if it's not in the 1.5, it might not be a great investment for you unless you have some other considerations like some tax implications. And
again, the way that's calculated is take the revenue for the year on that property, subtract the annual taxes, the annual insurance, the annual maintenance.
Yep.
Might be a few other little costs in there. You're left with an operating income.
Yes.
That operating income has to be 1.2 or 5 times the annual debt service.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So you're going to want to make sure that it's just not the bare minimum, again, unless you have some other considerations that you're doing there.
Okay. And just as a clarification on that, when we're talking about these residential properties, we're talking about, what, 1 to 4 family is usually the cutoff point on those?
Yeah. After that, it gets more into the commercial, on the commercial side. So a single family, a duplex, or those fourplexes that you see would all kind of land in the same bucket.
Could I clarify a term? You said then we get more into the commercial side over that, but there's still a commercial loan.
It is. It's still a business loan, still a commercial loan, somewhat interchangeable term there, depending on where you're
at. Just so the listener isn't confused.
Correct.
Consumer and commercial.
Yeah, and really from that standpoint, the process, it doesn't change a lot, but an appraisal is a good example of it. If you're buying a single family or a duplex home, you can get a residential appraisal, which is, you know, right in the $450 mark, takes about 10 business days to get done. If you get into a 10 to 20 unit apartment complex, I need a commercial appraisal done, which is closer to 4 to 6 weeks, depending on how busy the appraisers are, and anywhere from $1,500 to $2,500 or more if it's a more interesting property.
Okay, if I'm talking to you about that size, a smaller one,
yes.
What kind of time frame to get things done?
Yeah, typically once we have all the information we need from an underwriting standpoint, which we're going to require generally about 3 years of tax returns on you personally, which is an important thing. People sometimes question me on that. And in small business, we are lending to the individual as much as we are to the business. That's how we, from an underwriting standpoint.
And their personal credit score is a pretty good indicator of how they're going to manage the business operation.
Exactly. Personal credit score, how they've handled their finances to date.
Personally,
exactly. So we're going to take a look at that. So once we have all of that type of information, the offer to purchase, information on the rent roll, if there's more than one or two people in the property renting from it. Once we have all that information, it takes us about a week to underwrite it, get to an approval, and then we'll order an appraisal. So you're looking at 10 business days if it's a, you know, single family or duplex. And then after that, title insurance and to get to close is give or take about a week. So about 4 weeks is a very reasonable time frame. Some things come up and bite you as you're going through it, so that could take you into the 5 to 6 week mark. But generally, if you're looking at buying an investment property, when you're doing the offer, just make sure that you leave enough time, because there's a spot on the offer to say when you want to close that property, and you're going to want to make sure that you leave enough time to not only work through this, but give yourself time for those bugaboos that come up and get you.
If you have a question for Chris this morning, please give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. outside Appleton, 866-887-1150. So if you're listening to the show this morning and you are contemplating investing in residential properties to try to build a portfolio for your retirement or for whatever, you know, maybe make a business of it, give us a call. Chris would be happy to answer your question. But in case they can't call this morning, Chris,
yes,
where can they reach you next week?
Yes, they can reach me or any one of the lenders. Right. We've got five lenders on the commercial side that can answer a lot of those questions. And then a lot of our mortgage folks can also help with that quite a bit too. So if you have, if you're interested in that, give Fox a call at 920-993-9000. Again, 993-9000. And just let whoever answers the phone know what you're looking for, and they'll get you in the right spot.
So they could ask for Chris Allen or Scott Uechel?
Yeah, Scott Uechel, Gary Brum, Don Doberstein. Up in Green Bay, we got Chris Kumacek and Rick Ripley.
Yep.
And then we've got, I want to say,
bunch of
15 to 20
mortgage
folks. We've got a lot of people to help.
Great.
Chris, when a business borrower comes to you and wants to begin the process of financing rental properties or investment properties, what do you expect them to bring to you?
Yeah, you know, typically what I expect, obviously we talked about the tax returns personally and stuff like that, but what I really want to get at with that person is making sure that they understand the process of running
managing this,
because it seems like we see all these things on HGTV where they're buying and flipping and doing all these fun things with houses, which I'll be honest, if that's your bend and you like that, you like real estate, it can be a lot of fun.
But it's a lot of work.
You know, it doesn't happen in an hour like it does on the TV.
Right.
What happens is you go in, you have to usually fix up a property, especially if you're getting a deal on it. So that's going to take time and money. You got to look for tenants. You have to figure out a way to vet those tenants. So basically, you don't want to just let the first person that shows up with $500 in their pocket in. You want to do things. I've got people that run credit reports.
Right.
They look on CCAP, which
is the state of Wisconsin
website to just kind of see the legal history.
Yeah, background and so on.
The background and stuff. You also want to make sure that you have talked to an attorney, because there are a lot of rules and regulations of what you can and cannot use as criteria for renting to people.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens when that person, or if that person were to not honor their lease, they don't make a payment. I want to make sure that who's ever getting into it, especially first time, has run through that all in their head. And if they haven't, I'm going to ask them to go through that.
And I would just interject here that those people who are doing it for the first time could probably get some real good advice at SCORE.
Yes.
By going to foxcities.score.org.
Right.
Because we have people in the chapter who have done lending in this arena.
Yeah. Right. And
really
also
run people through the script of how to approach a lender.
Right. And we also have people who have done the rental side,
right,
also handled, like my background, I had 50, at one time I managed over 50 properties.
Yeah.
So I have some experience in those areas.
Right.
And a lot of the things you hit on are extremely important, and people overlook them as they go in because it sounds like it's going to be easy.
Yeah, exactly. And then, so that's the first timer. So the person that comes in that has 5, 10, or maybe a couple even, what I'm looking for is very good, meticulous record keeping. Okay. And what I mean by that is managing properties is a lot about just kind of understanding what my expenses are, my taxes, do I need a new water heater? Do I need this? Do I need that? Having that plan laid out in a fashion that makes sense and planned out. So, for example, say you think you need a water heater in 5 years. Instead of trying to figure out a way to pay for that when it goes on you,
save up some money.
Exactly. You want to put
some money away.
And that's the hardest part, because on the personal side, I mean, you should be doing that on the personal side, but sometimes people don't.
On the business side,
if something like that happens, now all of a sudden it's impacting your cash flow from that property. So if you don't have a water heater, the tenant gets mad, they leave, you don't have the money to fix it, you have to fix it, or either that or say a roof, and now all of a sudden you can't repair a roof, and now there's bigger problems that occur from that, it can sink the ship. So making sure that the people that are in it have an understanding of their business from that standpoint, where their money's coming from, when it's coming, how long they can keep a property vacant, and that's all kind of driven from keeping very good records and, right. and a good, here, this is this property with this tenant, with this tax payment, with this, you know, here are a couple mm-hmm. things that are coming up on this, et cetera.
Yep. All very important, good stuff. We're talking to Chris Allen this morning, Vice President of Business Services at Fox Communities Credit Union. We're going to take our last break right now, come back on the other side, wrap up the show. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business, from contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Coming to one of 17 Fox locations. Or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
And welcome back to our final segment here with Chris Allen this morning, Vice President of Business Services, Fox Communities Credit Union. We've been talking about investment properties, what the credit union is looking for, interest rates, amortizations, note terms, and so on, appraisals. So if you've missed the program, we invite you to come to our website at www.biztalkwithscore.com to listen to the program. It should be out there and archived by Wednesday of next week. And we always appreciate your listenership and your support out there in the community. Thank you. Chris, we were talking a little bit about the attorney and the importance of having, for the first time or anyway, make sure that the lease is written up, because there are certain things you can't say and things you have to say and disclosures and all that. But the lease agreement is very, very critical to the lender too, isn't it? Because doesn't the business owner have to sign mortgage documentation and so on that assigns lease payments to the lender if there's a default on a loan?
Exactly, yeah. We have we have a document which is called assignment of leases. So if for some reason the borrower is unable to make payments on an investment property, and this goes from residential rentals all the way up to the largest commercial properties,
right.
The lender then has the ability to go directly to the tenant and collect the rent from them. So mm-hmm. if it's a difficult situation where payments are behind, the lender has that option, and that's important for borrowers to understand, because if it gets to that point, it becomes tricky, because now you got tenants where the lender has gone to directly and talked to them. That's another reason why you want to deal with somebody local mm-hmm. who kind of understands what's happening yes. and can work with you a little bit more. In particular, credit unions.
Good point.
Shameful plug,
good
but
point.
Credit unions, because we'll do what we can. We have to protect the investment for our members. We have to protect the loan,
right.
We tend to work a little bit easier.
Right.
Another real quick point as far as professionals you need, we didn't touch on this, is as far as the insurance requirements for both the liability and also for the property insurance and covering the properties. That's another role that you play as far as making sure it's there.
Yes, we require insurance on properties, property type of insurance in case there's a fire or something else were to happen that protects our collateral. But even more important, and we don't require, certain liabilities of insurance, but it's very important to the borrower because especially the more properties you have, somebody doesn't salt quick enough in the winter, somebody slips and falls, you've got that. You just got that liability, and that's another reason to set up entities that, like limited liability companies,
sure.
So that way, if something really bad were to happen, you at least have a little bit of a firewall, and that's where attorneys come in.
Okay. Yeah, that's another hour and a half discussion as far
really,
as how that one works.
Very, very much could be.
Okay.
Chris, what's your biz tip for the audience this morning?
My biz tip is, and this extends beyond just investment properties, but if you're going to go into business, get good at planning. Recording and projecting. Those are
that's the formula.
It's so important. There are so many entrepreneurs that are very, very passionate about what they do, and they get into that, and they fail to plan accordingly and do the things that they need to do from a recording standpoint, an accounting standpoint, and that really just helps you throughout the whole process, and it helps you succeed a lot more.
You know, the little quick example is you go to the bank to borrow money, go to the credit union to borrow money, you got to have a plan.
Yeah.
You never go to the restaurant and sit down in the restaurant and order a meal and just say, you order the meal for me, waiter, and I'll pay whatever you want me to pay.
There you go.
You never do that, so you got to have a plan. Good point.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us this morning, Chris. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, and thanks for all the support from Fox Disc 4.
Our pleasure. We
appreciate it.
Yep.
Well, you've been listening to Biz Talk this morning on WHBY, Real Local Radio.